the dining room and the kitchen. But the other part of the house was kept by, they called it up. We didn't say maids like they always say now, they just say the house girl. Oh, I didn't have a house girl ever. I had a house man, house boy. Now some of them say butlers and valets and all like that.
But it's just a house
boy. Yeah, we just said house boy.
And he had house boy and a cook and house, well, he had about 4 people around
here? About 4 people, nearly always, until the last few years. Well, after my husband passed away, I did have a colored woman to come in and help me instead of, I had a man cook. He cooked for me till I left here and went to the nursing home. He's still here on the place.
Your cook was a man?
For the last 20 years. He was a good cook.
What did he do besides cook?
He works on the farm with Marla now. He'd come every morning. I'd get up and unlock that door. And then he'd go on in the dining room and go get out the stuff that he wanted to take from the dining room down to the kitchen, because you went down the porch to the kitchen. And it didn't take him very long. Then he'd ring the bell and I'd put on a house coat and go across and eat for breakfast. You don't find that very often now. No. It's an airplane going up. Not far from Maxwell Field. Just get up and walk out. He'd come get the dishes and take them and wash them and set the table. And then after my husband died, I let him go in the field after he finished. Every morning for about an hour, hour and a half, he did what I wanted here. And in the first 2 or 3 years, he'd come back in the middle of the day and fix dinner about 11:30, what something he'd started to cook it, because Marla was eating here then in the summer. But then after that, when I was just here by myself and Marla wasn't eating down here, he just fixed everything at breakfast and had it all ready for me. When I got ready, I just go there and warm up what I wanted for dinner.
But where he cooked it in the...
In my kitchen. I had a gas stove. I had hot water in there, gas heater in there for him, everything. It was small, but it was all there. He lives in that little house right up yonder? He and his family live there now. We bought a trailer the day before yesterday and put door there and go put him in that trailer, he and his family. And his boy is Pickett's playmate. He's about 15 years old now, this son. And he's here as soon as this Pickett... I don't know, you ever seen Marla's children?
Oh, yeah, I saw him last summer.
Well, he comes over here and entertains Pickett until after supper. And regardless of what comes up, Pickett sees that colored boy's got enough to eat.
I suppose you never washed the dishes.
No, I never. It's not like when I wasn't in here but myself for one dish, you know, I would.
No.
I never left them. Sometimes at night, if it was bad and I didn't want to go down to the kitchen, I just left them in the dining room and he washed them the next morning at breakfast.
Oh.
But I was just washing all the dishes. For just me, when my husband was living, I never washed a dish in my life. Just didn't have to because there was somebody to do it.
What do you call when you run a dish
underwater? Dish pan? Dish rag? What?
Now I'm looking for a word. If you put something underwater, you're not exactly washing it.
Wrench it?
Yeah. And what do you dry it off with?
Well, we had dish towels. Of course, in the latter years, I had paper towels in the kitchen too, but I had dish towels.